You're with Sounds Good on WKMS, our midday music and community conversation program. I'm Tracy Ross. Kate Lochte's joined me again in the studio, and we're pleased to welcome Casa by the Lakes director Lindsay Harlan, who's going to tell us about this Pirate and Ninja fundraiser this weekend. Lindsay, thanks so much for being on Sounds Good.
Thank you for having me.
I think we should just go right to the fundraiser and then talk a bit about the work that court-appointed special advocates do in Marshall and Callaway. It was rather genius, by the way, to rebrand the organization, which has always served Marshall and Callaway counties, but rebrand it for By the Lake, so there is an automatic awareness of that.
Yes, and there's a unity between the two counties. You know, our issue is not just one county or the other. It's a group of people who are working together to just stop it in the whole region. And if you weren't familiar with the CASA organization, there's also a group out of Graves County and one in McCracken. So we are a nationwide organization with 19 different organizations in the state of Kentucky.
And this one, CASA by the Lakes, is doing a really fun thing that'll allow you to walk across a place that you normally speed across.
Absolutely. This Saturday, we are doing our annual...
Excuse me. No one speeds.
No one speeds.
I didn't want to use that lightly. And in honor of our Kentucky State police officers listening,
absolutely.
No one speeds.
No, we drive very slow, 5 miles under the speed limit. on Saturday, we have our annual Fun Walk Run and Chili Challenge, and it's going to take place at the Kentucky Dam Village State Park. And the neat thing about our actual walk is it will go across the dam, so you can actually feel the dam vibrate underneath your feet as you're walking across it.
Great. That's what I want to feel.
That's comforting.
It's a really neat experience to be up there and feel the power of, you know, and you really
feel the power.
And you're really thinking about, you know, what this dam is doing for us right now. But, you know, the coolest part about this fun walk run is the theme, and that's Pirates versus Ninjas.
Where did you come up with that fabulous idea?
Well, last year we did zombies versus superheroes, and our superheroes won it by a landslide, and we thought, you know, this is a really cool idea. Every year let's change it up a little bit. Hopefully on Saturday we will announce next year's theme. I can't even give you a preview of that yet. But this year it's Pirates versus Ninjas.
Can I suggest fairies versus Vikings?
Ooh.
Ooh.
Just full of ideas.
Ooh, that I like that.
I do like that. Maybe for year four, maybe. But yeah, this is our second year for the walk run. We've actually done the chili challenge for several years now, but we wanted to join it together and just have it make a day of it.
And I know there are many of you out there who are hot chili people. I mean, you just like to, I can't remember what you call the heat level of peppers, SHU or something like that. I know it's not BTU, it's something else. Scoville. It's the Scoville hotness thing where you can put it in your chili and blast somebody's head open or something. You know, that's what you're doing here with the chili challenge. Only it's not supposed to be medically dangerous. I'm just exaggerating to let you know you could do that. That's going on from noon to 1:30.
Yes.
And the walk is going on.
Registration starts at 9:30, and the actual walk run starts at 10:30. So you have plenty of time to stretch, you know, get lumbered up, and then we'll go across the dam together.
And how are these events fundraising?
For the walk run, it's $10 on the day of. And then for the chili challenge, it's a $5 suggested donation for a bowl. But this money will be used to help fund our organization so that we can provide more advocates to more children in our community.
Why do you need the money?
We are a nonprofit, and we receive no state, local, or federal funding except in the form of grants. Right now, we receive one grant from the federal government, but at any time, that could go away. You know, there's some uncertainty on the federal level right now, so we want to be sure that we can continue to serve the children in our community. And just kind of an idea, it costs over $600 per year to provide a child with an advocate. That number fluctuates from year to year, but that's in training and that's in man hours of making sure that these children have somebody on their side. And last year we served 97. This year we have already served 105.
Now, I asked Lindsay to kind of dig deep in her heart and paint us a picture of a scenario involving how a child gets into the court system and finds a CASA friend to rely on.
Right. And there's a story that we use in our CASA training. It's from the CASA organization on the national level that talks about a four-year-old. So imagine you're 4 years old and you're in your preschool having fun, and a lady in a suit comes in and says she needs to talk to you. and pulls you out in the hallway and asks you about what your home life is like and asks you about your mom and dad and asks you if your dad drinks beer and asks you if you have had meals this week. And then when you get home from school, that same lady is there, and she tells you that based on what you have told her that day, you're going to be removed from the home because the home is deemed unfit for you, maybe. And so then you get into this car with this strange lady, and you're taken to a foster home that you don't know these people, and you don't know the kids, and their food tastes funny, and their sheets are scratchy, and, you know, it's a whole different world, you know, and that's what these kids go through. It's sometimes it's as sudden as that, and they don't even know that there's an issue in the home, and they're blind to what's going on. They're removed, and then they're into the court system, and suddenly, you know, you're there by yourself. You're told you have an attorney, but you don't see this person as often as, you know, you would like, or you have a social worker who comes around once or twice a month, and they're helping the whole family, but you still feel alone. So who's there to speak for you and to be your voice when you're 3, 4, 5, or even 18, and you don't know how to navigate the court system, and you don't know what people are telling you is true or not true? So our advocates are there to help these kids get the services they need, and really to just be an ear to hear what's going on in these children's lives.
So how much time would a typical advocate dedicate to a child?
It's every advocate. We're required to see the children once a month, but many of our advocates see their kids more often than that. You know, it's 10 to 15 hours a month of talking to them, maybe seeing them at school, maybe seeing them in their foster home. You can go to their sports games. You know, you get to see these children for who they really are, and then you can give that picture to the judge. And so they become less of a statistic and more of a person, more of a future, or of a citizen, more of a future leader in our community. And so the judge can see this child for who they really are.
Well, the judge is going to see the child for who they really are. But what's the ultimate resolution here?
We really, in Kentucky, we work towards reunification for these children and their families. We help them overcome their speed bumps. A lot of families go through things that they can overcome. And in those cases, we can help reunify these families and make them a stronger, healthier, happier family. Sometimes the children do end up in placements for adoption. Sometimes they need to go through special rehabilitation programs themselves, you know, institutional, mental health institution, places like that. So the end goal is to help these kids become happy no matter what placement they're in, help them to see that they're more than their circumstances, help them to understand that they can be thriving citizens in our community and they don't have to continue the abuse cycle.
The image of a life preserver sort of comes to mind, something that's there to be called upon in times of desperation. What else do you do to raise money throughout the year?
We do different fundraisers. We've been on the air before talking about the Friends of CASA banquet that we do every spring. And that takes place as part of April's Child Abuse Prevention Month. So hopefully I'll be back in the spring talking about that. We do the blue light campaign where we sell blue light bulbs around town, and a lot of people still have those up, which is really great to see, to know that that family stands against child abuse just by having a blue porch light. We'll sell those coming around in February. We do different events where we do Shop with CASA days, rebate nights, and then we also do some direct mail campaigns throughout the year for local businesses who may not have heard from us or know of us. We can give them a little more information on our program.
Now, let's reverse the focus and look at the family that has had the crisis that results in a child getting into your attention range. Mm-hmm. What is out there for the parents to figure out how to regroup?
There are so many services available in our community. I know the Extension Office offers a whole lot of different things that these families can use. There's parenting classes, there's nutrition classes, budgeting classes. Sometimes these families need to go through AA or NA meetings, and you know they can strengthen their families that way. Out in the area, there's not very many rehabilitation facilities, but there are regionally, so they can go to Paducah, Owensboro, Hopkinsville, Nashville, and be able to do long-term rehabilitation. But in the community, our organization, we work with probably 20 to 30 different agencies regularly. Sometimes we call on Angels Attic. Sometimes we call on Angels Clinic. Sometimes we call on Needline. It just depends on what these families need individually.
What's the success rate of having a reunited family?
I would say it's fairly good in our region. I don't have this year's numbers yet. But if you look on the National CASA website, there's an entire article that tells you all the different nationwide proven statistics about our organization. And one of the neat ones is they're less likely to re-enter foster care, children who have a CASA volunteer, and they're less likely to be re-abused. And so we are strengthening families. We're helping them to understand that this is not a way to live and that the cycle needs to stop. Children with a CASA also do better in school. They're less likely to get in trouble, less likely to end up in legal trouble, which is really important because the last thing we want is for one of our children to end up in a juvenile detention facility.
What kind of people volunteer for you?
Anybody and everybody. We have volunteers from all walks of life. There is an application process and a background check process, so you have to be able to pass those. But anybody who's interested in speaking on behalf of a child can come to our office or call our office at 761-0164 for an application, and we'll tell you exactly what you're going to be doing. And to a lot of people, this sounds daunting. It sounds scary to be able to talk to children about abuse, but they lived it, so we can definitely talk about it.
Wow. Oh, it's just sort of incomprehensible, I think, to those of us who are not in touch with your world on a daily basis. So thinking just about kids, kids make really great pirates, don't they?
They do. But I'm hearing, though, that there's going to be a lot of ninjas on Saturday. So I'm trying to see if I need to throw my numbers and dress as a pirate. Last time I was here, I was going to be a ninja. But now I have two costumes ready. So I just don't know how Saturday's going to go.
Let's go through that. If you're just joining us, we're speaking with Lindsay Harlan, who's executive director of CASA by the Lakes. That's court-appointed special advocates. And this Saturday, there's a fun walk, run, and chili challenge. And you need to do the basics again, Lindsay.
Dress like a pirate or ninja. We will declare a winner that day and say which one's victorious. At 9:30, we will be having registration at the Kentucky Dam Village Beach parking lot. And it's $10 at the event. You can pre-register by calling our office at 761-0164. And start time is 10:30. For the chili challenge, start time is 12 p.m.
Excellent. Thank you for being here. Thank you for what you're doing for our community.
Thank you.